So, good afternoon. It's always good to be with you.
总是很高兴见到大家。
I want to ask you today, why are you here?
我今天想问你们一下，你们今天为什么要到这里来？
I don't necessarily mean right here today.
当然不仅仅是为什么，不在于就是问今天是在这个地方。
There could be a variety of reasons why you came to church this afternoon.
当然可能你有很多原因。今天下午来到这个教会里。
Maybe you wanted to sing praises to God.
你可能是想赞美神。
Or perhaps you wanted to learn about God or be encouraged in your faith.
你可能是想更加认识神，能够对神的道有好奇。
Maybe your wife or your parents or your friend said, "Hey, I want you to come to church," so they dragged you to church with them today.
可能你的家人、你的太太要你到教会里来。
But really, I'm asking it a bigger question. Why are you here today on this planet, alive, breathing?
我今天所要问你的真正的问题是，你为什么今天会在这里，在这个世界上？你的意义是什么？
There was a magazine called Life Magazine that was a very popular magazine in America for many years.
在美国有一家非常有名的杂志叫做《生命》杂志。
A number of years ago, they did a survey and they asked people from a variety of places in life, what do you think is the meaning of life? Why are we here?
几年前他们做过一个民意测验，来收集各个地方不同的人来问你到这个世界上的意义是什么，你的生命的意义是什么。
One of the most memorable responses to me was from a taxi driver named Jose Martinez.
对我来说最令我难忘的一个人的调查是一个出租车司机，他叫 Jose Martini， 他的回答。
I think you have the quote right. Did I give you the copy?
I don't have the quote. I have this thing.
Okay. Well, I'll read it all and I'll give it to you.
Okay. I forgot that piece. Go ahead.
So.When he was asked what the meaning of life was, this is what Jose said.
当有人问他的人生的意义是什么，这是这个 Jose 这个人他的回答。
He said, "We're here to die, just live and die. I drive a cab, I do some fishing, take my girl out, pay taxes, do a little reading, then get ready to drop dead. You've got to be strong about it. Life is a big fake. Nobody gives a darn."You're rich or you're poor. You're here, you're gone. You're like the wind. After you're gone, other people will come. We're going to destroy ourselves. Nothing we can do about it. The only cure for the world's illness is nuclear war. Wipe everything out and start over.
Thank you. 所以这个出租车司机的回答非常令人难忘。他说我活着就是为了要将来要死。他说我呢是一个出租车司机，我开一个出租车。那我也去钓鱼，那我也跟我的孩子们出去，我按时依法交税，然后我也读一些书，然后呢我也然后呢我可能就准备要死了，然后你们我们每个人都要对这个人生要有很就是要很坚强才行，因为这个生命就是一个非常就是一个游戏一样没有什么真实的东西没有人会。把你的生命当作什么？不管你是富有还是贫穷，没有人会在乎你。你来这里，然后你又离开，你就像风一样。然后等你走了，别的人也会来。我们呢？我们就是注定要毁灭自己，没有什么事情我们可以去做，唯一能够这个世界上这些愚蠢的事情，唯一能够治疗。来医治的就是这个原子战争什么事情都会被从这个地球上抹掉，然后又重新开始。这是这个司机的对人生意义的一个解释。
What a depressing view of life.
所以这个生命的意义是非常悲惨的。
If you ever go to New York City and you get into a taxi cab, look at the name on the cover and make sure it's not Jose Martinez who is driving.
如果你去纽约的话，你打出租车，你要看一下那个出租车司机的名字，一定要确保不是这个讲这段话的这个 Jose Martini 这个人。
When you follow Jesus, you find there is so much more to meaning and purpose in life than just live and die.
如果你跟随主耶稣，你会发现人生的意义是充满了意义，然后有真的是非常非常多的意义，还有目的。
We all search for meaning, for significance, for purpose in life.
我们每个人在生命中都要去寻求生命的意义，生命的目的，怎么样去做得更好。
We want to leave something behind when we have lived life and then we die.
我们都想，当我们去世的时候，离开这个世界的时候，都要为这个世上留下来一些什么东西。
It's why parents have children. It's why scientists do research.
这就是为什么父母，已婚的夫妇要有孩子，科学家呢，要有，他们的研究成果。
It's why nurses care and why pastors pastor.
这就是为什么护士呢，他要做一个好护士，那个牧师呢，要做一个好的牧师。
It's why students study and why workers try to climb the ladder of success.
这就是为什么学生呢，要努力去学习，然后你要是做工的话，就爬公司的这个阶梯，做得更好。
We all want to feel like we're going somewhere and we're achieving something in this short time that we're here.
我们在世界上的日子不多，所以我们都要努力去争取，能够做的去成就一些事情。
One person said it well a number of years ago. He said, "What if you climb the ladder of success and you get to the top and you find it was leaning against the wrong building?"
有一个人曾经这样一个评论，他说：“如果是你努力去爬这个成功的阶梯，当你爬上去以后，你发现你这个梯子呢，靠的那个 building 呢，靠的那个房屋呢，并不是很牢固啊，有点倾斜。”
What if the picture of success that our world holds out is not really going to lead you to true fulfillment and lead you anywhere when this life is over?
如果也许是如果你的成功的这个图片将来不会真的是让你得到有真正的满足感。
Jesus said it so well in Matthew 16:26.
耶稣在马太福音第16:26.
He said, "What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul?"
马太福音第十六章二十六节说道：“人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，又有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？”
What if you become the most famous person, the richest person? You gain all of the glory of this world.
如果你能够成为这个世界上最有名的人，或者是这个世界上最富有的人，然后你能够赢得这个世界上所有的荣誉。
You become the most beautiful woman, or the greatest athlete, or the most wonderful musician ever.
你是这个世界上最美丽的一个女人，或者是一个最伟大的一个运动员，或者是你是你是最伟大的一个音乐家。
Or what if you have ultimate power? Maybe you become a ruler of a country even.
或者是你非常有权利，甚至成为一个国家的元首。
But in the process, you pay no attention to the spiritual part of your life, and you lose your soul.
但是在这个过程中呢，你呢丢掉了你的灵魂，然后你没有注意到你的在灵命方面的成长。
Jesus called everyone to follow him, and he said, "There's great things that this life has to offer, but the most important thing he reserved for following God."
耶稣为我们在这个世界上有很多各种各样的选择，可是他给我们所指出的最重要的选择就是要跟随我们的神。
I want to share a couple of scriptures with you today about what Jesus defined as the meaning and purpose that God put us here for.
我今天要跟你们分享在圣经里的几段经节，耶稣是怎么样给我们分享我们生命的意义。
The first one is in Matthew 22:37. We just looked at it with the children's sermon.
我们今天第一段要分享的是在马太福音第22章37节，刚才我们要跟我们的孩子们分享这个经节。
A man comes to Jesus and asks him, which is the greatest commandment of the hundreds of commandments that the Jews were following at the time?
有一个律法师他来问耶稣，这个这些犹太人所跟遵从的这些律法哪一条是最大的？因为在当时犹太人要遵从成千上万条的律法。
And Jesus tells him,You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment, and a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
耶稣对他说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。
Jesus essentially said, the reason God put us here on this earth is to know him and to love him and to also love other people and let them know about him.
所以耶稣对我们讲，就是神把我们放在这里，就是要让我们要认识神，爱神，并且要去爱别人。
Whatever you do for a job, whoever you marry, wherever you live,Those are all important things to God, but they're not the most important thing to God.
不管你是做什么，还是你是有成家，还是没有成家，还是在什么地方生活，都是很重要，但这不是最重要的。
The most important thing to him is that we know him, that we serve him, and we love him and follow him.
对神来说最重要的就是我们要认识神，我们要爱他，我们要遵从他。
In another passage in Matthew 25, Jesus gave us some more specific focus on what it might look like to love our neighbor.
在马太福音第25章34节，耶稣又更具体的跟我们讲，我们应该怎样去爱我们的爱我们的邻舍。
In Matthew 25:34, he pictures us standing before God at Judgment Day.
在马太福音第25章34节，耶稣就给我们显现一幅图片，就是当在那个大审判的日子到来的时候，是什么样的一幅的图片。
And Jesus begins, then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry,And you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.
在那里，耶稣是这样说：于是王要向那右边的人说：你们这蒙我父赐福的，可来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国，因为我饿了，你们给我吃。渴了，你们给我喝；我做客旅，你们留我住；我赤身露体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。
Jesus said, "There are people out in our world with great needs: people that need food, people that are in prison, people that are sick."
耶稣跟我们讲，在这个世界上有很多有需要的人。
They are part of what comprises our neighbors.
他们有的需要食物，有的在监狱里。他们就是我们就是我们的邻舍。
Because your neighbor isn't just the person who lives in the apartment next to you or the house down the street from you.
你的邻舍并不只局限于你的你的那个公寓旁边的那个邻居，或者是你的房子旁边的邻居。
When Jesus said, "Love your neighbors," he meant for you.To love the other people that God has placed on this planet.
当耶稣说你们要爱你们的邻舍，他指的是在这个世界上其他的人，并不是仅仅局限于你的邻居。
Your neighbors are the people in China and the people in America.
你的邻舍就是你在中国的同胞，还有你在美国的同胞。
The people in Kenya and the people in Canada.
就是在肯尼亚的。人或者是在加拿大的人。
The people in Haiti and the people in Morocco.
在海地的居民，还有在摩洛哥的居民，都是你的邻舍。
And anyone who has a need, God wants to use us as Christ followers to help show them Jesus' love and to help show them Jesus.
任何有需要的人，神都要求我们去这些追从主耶稣的人去帮助他们，去满足他们的需要。
So in essence, loving our neighbor means to show them physically that love of Christ by helping to meet a physical need, but also show them spiritually who God is.
去帮助我们的邻舍，不仅仅是在他们身体的物质上的需要，还有在他们精神上的需要。
And that relates to our third passage I want to look at in Matthew 4, verse 18 to 19.
今天我们就引到我们第三段，在那个经文是在马太福音第四章十八到十九节。
While walking by the Sea of Galilee, Jesus saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
在这里，耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见弟兄二人，就是那称呼彼得的西门和他的弟兄安德烈，在海里撒网。他们本是打鱼的。耶稣对他们说：“来，跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。”
Jesus defined his own life mission by saying that he came here to seek and save the lost.
耶稣他是这样来解释他的工作：他到这个世界上是要来救人。
And he calls us to do the same, to find people that don't know him, and to let them know who Jesus is so they can follow him too.
所以耶稣对我们说，我们也要像他一样来这个世界上，要来寻找人，并且让他们的生命得拯救。
And when we do this, we're loving God because we're fulfilling his mission, and we're loving our neighbor because we're letting our neighbor know the God that we know who's worked in our life.
当我们这样去做的时候，我们就履行神的使命，因为我们如果帮助我们的邻舍，我们就把他们不仅帮助他们，并且把他们带到神的面前来。
When you think about it, and we have all different ages of people here today.
今天我们这里有各样不同年龄段的人。
You know that your life will not go on forever. There was a point when you were born, and there will be a point when you die.
我们知道我们的生命都是有限的，我们都经过出生，然后我们将来要经历死亡。
We cannot control the time when we were born, can we?
我们当然都不能够来控制我们什么时候出生。
You were not able to select your parents.
我们不能选择我们的父母。
You couldn't pick what year you wanted to be born in.
我们也不能选择哪一年我们出生。
You had no choice in the matter of what town or city you were born in.
你也不能选择你出生的地点城镇。
Or if you had brothers and sisters, who they were going to be.
或者你要有弟兄姊妹，你也不能够选择他们应该是什么样的。
And there's very little we can do to control the day that we're going to die and to determine what that day is either.
我们也没有什么选择来选择我们什么时候死亡离开这个世界。
When our life is in God's hands, we don't know what the future will hold. We may have a few days left or we may have many days left.
我们的生命掌握在神的手中，我们不能够知道我们在这个世界上的时间有几天，或者是有几年。
But if you ever go to a cemetery, or if you ever look in a newspaper and see an article about someone who's died, you'll always see their name, the year they were born, a little dash mark, and then the year that they died.
当我们到墓地里面去，或者是看到报纸上有那种报道死亡的消息，我们看到每个人死亡都是写到名字还有他们的出生的年月，还有他们死亡的时间。
While we have no control over when we're born or when we'll die, God says, I've given you that dash, that space in between to live for me. How will you use that?
虽然我们不能够控制我们的生与死，可是神给我们这段时间在生和死之间，我们是怎么样来活出这段生命的意义。
One of the things I do as a pastor is I perform funerals and memorial services for people when they die.
作为一个牧师，我的职责有一个职责就是要，主持葬礼。当人死亡的时候，主持葬礼。
And so, from doing that, I've heard a lot of people come and say many wonderful things about the person who has died.
当我主持葬礼的时候，我经常会看到很多人来讲这个死亡的人做过这么多美好的事情。
I often think it's sad that we don't tell people all of those wonderful things about them when they're alive. We wait until they're dead and tell them to each other.
我经常会感到很难过，因为这么多非常美好的事情，这个死亡的人所做的，他在世的时候并没有听到。我们现在等他死了，才互相在讲这个人的所做的这些美好的事情。
But picture yourself at your own funeral. What would you like to have people say about you and about your life?
我们可以想象一幅图画，在我们自己的葬礼上，我们希望别人会怎么样来讲我们。
One of the best comments I heard a few years ago came from a person who was describing what he would like to hear at his own funeral.
我很多年前听到有一个人是这样来讲他。他是希望在他的葬礼自己的葬礼上听到什么样的评价。
He said, I want all the people to gather around my casket and to look and for someone to point at me and say, look, he's alive.
他的评价是他是希望很多人围在他的那个棺材旁边，然后有一个人指着他说，哎呦，他还活着呢。
That would be an exciting thing to hear, right?
这个听起来比较令人激动。
But on a more serious note, another author writes this.
另外一件就是比较严肃的一件事情，有的人是这样来说的。
I don't know if you have this, or you want to just
yes.
translate it. You do. The nobody, this one?
I have.
You don't have
this. I have this one.
Okay, that's the story. I'll just do it line by line. Okay. He said, nobody hopes that at their memorial service, people will stand up and say, he worked really hard to be successful.
这个人的评价是说，没有一个人愿意在自己的葬礼上听到别人来这样讲他。他活着的时候工作非常努力，来取得成功。
He did a good job for acquiring power and money.
或者是他在争取权力与金钱上面花了做得不错。
And he really impressed a lot of people.
或者是他能够让很多人对他感到他很与众不同。
We want to leave the world a little changed when we go.
我们离开这个世界是希望这个世界因为我们而变化了一些。
We would like for someone to say, my life is a little richer, my world is a little bigger, I'm a better person because this person here walked on the planet.
这个人说，我希望别人会讲到，我这个人后来越来越有阅历丰富。然后呢，也是一个变了一个，成为一个更好的人，也对这个世界有些积极的改变。
We want them to say that person made a difference in my life. They changed my life.
我们希望别人会这样来说，这个人影响到周围的人，非常对这个世界有非常积极的影响。
And whatever age you are today, if you haven't been fulfilling God's purpose for you, you have an opportunity to change.The direction of what's most important in your life to grab a hold of his mission and vision for your life.
不论我们今天在座的年龄是多少，我们如果我们还没有真的来完成神的这个旨意，那么我们现在可以做出选择来改变我们人生的方向，然后让我们人生最重要的这个意义就是要改变这个世界为神，跟随神。
There was a man back following Jesus day named Saul, and he was moving in a very specific direction in his life.
在跟随耶稣这个门徒里面有一个人叫做扫罗，他在跟随神的时候，跟随主耶稣的时候，有一个非常强的一个方向感。
He was driven. He was on a mission, and his mission was to stomp out the Christian church, to end Christianity.
他扫罗他有一个很大的使命，他的使命就是要去传福音，去建立 church， 建立教会。
It was a mission that many of his friends were following, and that much of the people in his culture were agreeing with.
他的这个使命是他在他的这个民族里面很多人很多他的很多朋友也在做他的很多很多同族的人也在做。
But one day as he was traveling to a city to arrest some Christians and to stop a church from happening there, he met Jesus in a miraculous encounter along the way.
扫罗在没有信主之前，他有一次他就去去准备扫除教会里的人，然后呢，神向他非常奇迹的显现。
Jesus struck him with a bolt of lightning and spoke to him from heaven.
那个神主耶稣就就从天上击打他，然后让他那个不能够看见。
It's like some of those bolts of lightning that were coming down out of the sky yesterday during that amazing thunderstorm we had.
就像昨天我们的暴风雨当中有这样非常耀人眼目的闪电一样。
This man Saul was thrown off his horse and he was blinded by this light.
所以扫罗他就从马上掉下来他的眼睛就看不见了。
But Jesus told him who he was and he said, I have a plan for you, Saul. I want you to follow me and to be my ambassador now to go tell other people about me.
耶稣就对扫罗说：“我现在对你有一个有一个计划，就是你要去做我的使者，去传这个神的神的使命。”
Saul in his life, if Jesus was over here at the piano, he was moving completely away from Jesus in the opposite direction.
所以在以前，扫罗他呢，如果是主耶稣是在那个钢琴旁边的话，那扫罗的他的方向完全跟主耶稣的相反。
But once he encountered Jesus and understood what God's true mission for him was, he changed the mission of his life and the direction of his life.
当耶稣对保罗显现，然后保罗知道神对他的使命是什么，他就做了完全改变方向的一个非常重要的一个改变。
Saul was renamed Paul, and he became the writer of much of the New Testament.And probably the greatest Christian leader who's ever lived on this earth.
所以扫罗就改名叫保罗，然后他呢就完全改变了。他是新约的最多书的一个作者，他也可能是世界上最伟大的一个基督徒。
And he sums up his life in a verse from the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 21.
他是这样来总结他一生的这个经历。在腓立比书第一章21节到26节
He says, For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
在第二十一节他是这样讲到，因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
He was sitting in prison when he wrote those words.
他写这些话的时候他是被关在监里。
He didn't know when his life might end.
他也不知道他的生命是怎样结束。
He didn't know if God would give him some more years or if it would end tomorrow.
他也不知道神给他的日子是几年或者是明天就离开。
But he knew that as he followed Jesus, if his life were to end, he would go to heaven and be with Jesus immediately.
他知道如果他的生命在世上的生命马上结束，他就会到天堂上与神马上就在一起了。
But he also knew that God created him and placed him on this earth for a mission, and that until He fulfilled God's mission. God was going to keep him alive and keep using him in other people's lives.
他也知道他神把他放在这个世上，给他一个使命，所以他呢一定要完成这个使命才可以。
He considered following God so important. He looked back on his old life and said, "Everything else that I was about, everything I loved, everything I followed, it's all junk. It's trash compared to following Jesus."
他也看到他以前所做的这些事情跟现在神所要他做的事情一样，一比真的是都是毫无意义的。
As I look back on my life, I've seen myself go through three distinct phases in what my mission in life was.
当我回头来看我以前的走过的道路，我也看到我的生命有几个阶段。
For the first 16 years of my life, I was a pagan hedonist.
在我前16年我是一个无神论者，不相信神。
I didn't believe in God. I didn't think about God. I was not following God.
我那时候不相信神，也不知道神，也不跟从神。
All I wanted was to do things to please myself, to have people serve me, to have them like me, and to have a happy life.
那个时候我所想要的就是都是要为自己服务，让自己开心，让别人来服侍我，然后做我所喜欢，让别人来喜欢我。
When I was 16 years old, I gave my life to Jesus. I began to learn about him and committed my life to him and began to follow him.
在我16岁那一年，我归向主耶稣，我开始我也委身耶稣，开始为神做事。
Some of you here today might be like I was before that point. Maybe you don't know God yet. You're living for yourself.And maybe God's drawing you even today. Maybe that's why He's brought you to church this afternoon.
你们这当中可能有些人像我在第一阶段的时候，你们可能不认识神，然后也希望能够做一些自己喜欢的事情。你们今天来也可能是神把你们带到这里来，然后你们像我一样也会归向神。
But perhaps many of you here today are like I was in the second phase of my life. Then I became a Christian.Hedonist.
你们可能更多的人就像我在信主以后你们认识神，然后呢你们也能够想去为神做事。
A hedonist is someone who just wants to experience pleasure and to have all of life revolve around them.
你们可能是像我所讲的那个，像我在十六岁的时候是基督徒里面的那个追求享乐的人。
For the first number of years in my relationship with God, I viewed God as someone who could benefit my life.
那个时候我信主就是想到是为了对自己有益处。
I would come to God and pray, God, I need help with this test. God, I need a girlfriend. God, I need more money. God, I need a job.
那个时候我向神祷告就是要神，你让我这次考试考得好，让我有个女朋友。或是让我有钱有工作。
And I would look to God for what He could do for me.
那个时候我向神求求神给我做各种各样的事情。
How could He make my life better? How could He make me happier?
就是要求神让我的生活更好一些，让我的生活更幸福一些。
And at some point along the way, I'm not really sure when it happened or how it happened.I changed, and I stopped looking to God for what He could do for me, and I started asking Him what I could do for Him.
就在不知道在什么时候是什么样的一个方式，或者是怎么样的一个环境，我开始停止向神要东西，我开始向神祷告，怎么样去为神去做事情。
Some of you have had that change happen in your life too.
你们当中也有人。也许在生命中有这样的改变。
You serve God. You're leading a Bible study. You're teaching the children of the church. You're working with students at University of Bridgeport. You're out there seeking for God to use you to help others.
所以你们有些人可能是在外面为神做很多侍奉，你们去侍奉教会的主日学、小孩的主日学，能够去Bridgeport 那个大学去侍奉那里的学生。你们出去寻求为神做事。
For those of you who are not there yet, maybe you're still in the God, what can you do for me phase?
如果你们当中还有的人没有达到这第三个阶段的话，你们可能还是在向神要求，神可以为我做些什么事情。
I would suggest to you that while that may be a good place to start in following Jesus, He doesn't want you to stay there, and you'll find much greater fulfillment out of life.From becoming a servant of Jesus rather than a consumer.
虽然这是一个很好的开始，每个基督徒都要经过这个阶段，但是呢，更好的就是你要我们不仅仅是停留在那个阶段，而且要走出去，走过去，然后呢，开始成为一个仆人，然后去为神做事。这样的生命，更能让你有成就感、满足感。
When you wake up in the morning instead of praying.God, what can you do for me today?
如果你每天早上醒来，就是应该想这样来向神问：今天我可以为神做什么事情
？Pray, God, here I am. Use me today. I'm yours.
然后向神祷告，神，我在这里，请用我。
It doesn't matter how old you are.
你年纪多少没有什么关系。
If you're a student here today, the sooner you start to align your life with God's mission, the more impact you're going to make on this world for Jesus.
如果你是一个学生，你如果能够开始把你的生命的意义跟神的使命能够连在一起的话，那你就会对这个世界产生更好的影响，越快越好。
If you're an older person today, maybe you've raised your children, you've worked, you're retired now.
你们现在这里在座比较年长的，也许你们的孩子已经成年，你们开始已经准备退休了。
God wants to keep using you for every single day that you're still alive.
神会继续用你在这个世界上的每一天。
You're not done till you're dead.
你如果还没有死亡的话，你就没有做完。
There's no spiritual retirement when you're a follower of Jesus.
如果你是跟随主耶稣，那你在灵里面就不应该有退休。
There's so many ways to keep growing in Christ and serving Christ.
在神里面是有非常非常多的方式，你可以来为神做事为神侍奉。
We want our lives to be like the Apostle Paul, who was able to say these words at the end of his life.
我们希望我们的生命能够像使徒保罗一样，他在他生命的将近之时说这样的话。
In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6, the Apostle Paul sums up his life.
在提摩太后书第四章第六到第八节。保罗是这样来总结他的一生。
He says, I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
保罗是这样讲，我现在被交奠，我离世的时候到了，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
You never know what kind of an impact you can have. You never know what kind of a difference you can make. And sometimes you won't even see it in this life.
我们可能都不会知道我们对这个世界会有什么影响，对这个世界会有什么改变。有的时候我们不知道。
I want to close with a story about a man named John Eglin. I'll read the whole thing in English and then you can read it.
Okay. 牧师他会用这样一个故事来结束今天的讲道。
John Eglin had never preached a sermon in his life. Never. Wasn't that he didn't want to, he just never needed to. But then one morning he did. The snowstorm left his town of Colchester, England, buried in white. When he awoke on that January Sunday in 1850, he thought of staying home. Who would go to church in such weather? But he reconsidered. After all, he was a deacon. And if the deacons didn't go, who would? So he put on his boots, his hat, his coat, and he walked the 6 miles to the Methodist church. He wasn't the only member who considered staying home. In fact, he was one of the few people who came. Only 13 people were present at church that day. 12 members and one visitor. Even the minister was snowed in. Someone suggested they all go home, but Eglin would hear none of that. They'd come this far, they would have a service. Besides, they had a visitor, the 13-year-old boy. But who would preach? Eglin was the only deacon, and it fell to him. So he did. His sermon lasted only 10 minutes. It drifted and wandered and made no point in an effort to make several. But at the end, An uncharacteristic courage settled upon the man. He lifted his eyes and looked straight at the boy and challenged him, "Young man, look to Jesus. Look, look, look." Did the challenge make a difference? Let the boy, now a man, answer. "I did look to Jesus. Then and there, the cloud in my heart lifted. The darkness rolled away, and at that moment I saw the sun and began to follow Jesus." The boy's name was Charles Haddon Spurgeon, one of the most famous preachers in the history of the Christian world. He led a church that revolutionized England. People today still study his commentaries and preach his sermons.
Okay. 这个故事就是一个叫约翰·艾格伦的一个人，他呢在他的生命中从来没有讲过道，他并不是不想要讲道，而是他没有这个需要。但是有一天早晨，他有这个需要，他要讲道。那天大风雪把他的在英格兰小镇他所住的小镇Colchester全部淹没在白雪当中。当他醒来的时候，那天是1850年。1月的一个主日，他想到要待在家里，这样的天气谁会去教会呢？但是他又重新考虑了一下，毕竟他是一个执事，如果一个教会的执事都不去的话，那谁还要去呢？他就穿上靴子，戴上帽子，穿上大衣，然后他就走了6英里去他在卫理公会的那个教会。他并不是唯一教会的成员在考虑要不要到教会里去，事实上他是几个人去教会的一个，只有13个人那天在教会里，有12个是教会的成员，一个是访问的，甚至连牧师那天也不能够，也因大雪封住不能够来，有的人建议他们就回家算了，可是艾格伦他不同意，他们已经走了这么远来到这个教会，他们一定要有一个敬拜的仪式。而且他们还有一个访问者，一个13岁的男孩。但是谁来讲道呢？艾格伦是那12个人当中唯一的执事，所以呢，这个任务就要让他来做。然后他就开始讲道，他的讲道仅仅持续了10分钟，而且他的讲道毫无边际，没有重心。虽然他试图来讲几个道理，但是也没有讲出来。可是在最后在讲到的最后不知道是什么样的一个勇气，他那个就抬起眼睛看到那个非常直接来看到那个男孩，然后就向那个男孩挑战说，年轻人，你抬头看耶稣看哪。这个挑战有没有影响到这个男孩，我们就让这个男孩他现在已经是一个成年人来回答。他说，我确实抬起头来看了，就在那个时候，那个时刻，我发现头顶的乌云散开了，黑暗不见了，赶走了。在那个时候，我看到太阳出来了。这个男孩的名字叫查理斯·斯伯根，他是英格兰历史上非常有名的一个布道家，被人称为是布道家王子。他曾经他是当时领导英格兰在教会改革中非常有革命性的一个人。他的讲道现在大家还在研究。
God has called us to align our lives with His mission.
神呼召我们，让我们的生命跟他的跟他的大使命能够一致起来。
He placed you here, and He gave you life, and He gave you resources, and He gave you gifts to use to know Him and to serve Him.
神把我们放在这里，他给我们很多资源，很多东西，让我们来。为他来完成这个使命。
I want to encourage you as we start a new school year and maybe a new ministry year here in your church.
我鼓励你在这里开始一个新学年的时候，你们教会也能够开始一个新的在侍奉上有一个新的开始。
What will you do this year to grow closer to Jesus and to help others to grow closer to Him?
今年你在考虑你的新的开始的时候。你是要去做些什么，让你自己的灵命能够更加亲近神，然后也能够把神带给别人。
Think about that as we close in prayer.
大家来思考这个问题，我们现在开始结束祷告。
Lord God, thank you for this day that you've given us, and we thank you for every day of our lives.
神，我们感谢你赐给我们今天，也赐给我们每一天。
Thank you that we are not an accident. You created us with purpose and meaning to know you and to serve you in this life.
神，我们知道我们到这个世界上不是偶然，你创造了我们，让我们有在生命中有意义，也有目的。
God, amidst our studies, in all of our work, in raising children, help us to make sure that you continue to remain the most important thing in our lives.
神，请你提醒我们，在我们在工作、学习，还有教养小孩这个生活当中，让我们提醒我们。我们生命中最重要的就是要跟随主耶稣。
Let us know you and use us to serve you right where we are.
求你帮助我们，让我们能够为神来做工。
As we study in school, as we parent at home, as we work in the office.
不论是我们在学校里读书，还是教养小孩，还是在职场上做事。
Use us, God, as we grow and build your church here.
求神使用我们，让我们来建立我们这里的教会。
And use us, God, to reach out to those who are in need, who have physical need and who have spiritual need in our world.
也求神使用我们，让我们去寻求那些在有需要的人，不仅仅在精神在物质上有需要，在精神上也要有需要的人。
Fill our lives with the fulfillment of knowing you and serving you.
让我们的生命能够充满有为你做事，能够为你做工的这样一个成就感。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。Amen.